It's the Community Spotlight. During the Thanksgiving season, when food can be a big priority, we're hearing from the Department of Agri-Economics and Agri-Business at the U of A. Students there recently completed oral food history projects. Today we're hearing from student Taylor Riley.
Today's agriculture is extremely different than 50 years ago. Though there are some things that have remained the same, there are still a wide variety of differences that farmers from different generations have noticed. My grandfather, Gary Bohannon, is one of those farmers that have witnessed the changes that have occurred through the beef and poultry industry. Gary grew up in a farm in northern Mass County, Arkansas, in a town called Clifty. There his family raised beef cattle and dairy cattle. Once he met his wife, Marilyn, they decided to build their life on the same farm he grew up on and raise beef cattle and broiler breeder chickens. Gary has experienced about all you can when it comes to agriculture, including being a chairman for the Mass County Farm Service Agency, the FSA. When asked how farming has changed from younger days compared to farming now, Gary responded by telling me how much bigger the operations have become. He mentioned how when he grew up, everyone had a small farm, but nowadays you must be bigger in order to compete. He also mentioned how the equipment has changed and how technology has truly been a game changer in the agricultural industry. Gary's most important comment that he wanted to emphasize was that farming, when he was younger, used to be for survival, and the government wasn't a huge aspect of farming at that point. When you had to take out loans or deal with a crisis, you couldn't go to FSA or USDA for assistance, but rather just do it yourself. Gary was also asked about where he got his farm supplies growing up and if the inputs were the same as they were back then. His response was that he used to go to a local feed store, Huntsville Feed and Milling, or hardware store, Massey County Hardware, in order to get his supplies. He also said that his inputs were the same as they were now. Selling products has changed a lot since Gary first started farming. He said that selling beef is the same as it was before, through the sell barn. However, he did talk about the changes in poultry. Though poultry is still sold through a contract, he mentioned the way that the operation of poultry has changed and how it affected selling the eggs and birds. When Gary and Marilyn first started their breeder hen farm in 1978, Gary said that everything was done by hand. They had to pick up eggs by hand, roll curtains by hand, and so on. He said that as the industry improved, they had to as well. Automatic gathering, drop-side houses, better ventilation, and even adding more houses was very common. This meant that they were able to get more birds, more efficiently get the eggs, and run an overall better operation, which meant more money when the birds were sold.
We'll hear more of these oral food histories throughout this week of Thanksgiving on the Community Spotlight. Local matters.